Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I am truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Yes, I am. Once again, we're above ground. Once again, we have two eyes to see. Once again, we also are able to walk and talk. Come on, I'm just thankful on today. If somebody be thankful for how good God's been on this day, the day in which the Lord has made, as we will rejoice and be glad in it. For God is good, and he is still on the throne in the name of Jesus. God is an awesome God. He will not suffer as long. And so we trust in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Even through and over this holiday season, I want to acknowledge to those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, foremost acknowledging God as being my Lord and Savior in my life. And then I too also will honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who labors so diligently in all of what it is that she does day in and day out. She makes commitment and she makes sacrifices to help others. And she's such a blessing to those who she does help. We also understand in the name of Jesus that we have many that go through what it is that they go through. And through this holiday season, we pray for a blessing to be upon each and every one of you. As we acknowledge, praise God, that we have another chance and another day to get it right. There's only a few more days remaining. As you already know, this will be the 25th and there's 31 days in this month. So we have 6 more days remaining before we embark into a brand new year. Are you ready? Are you ready to take on the responsibilities that God has for you in a brand new year? To continue forth in laboring as God has called. God is awesome. And he's coming back real soon. Are you ready? I'm going to be honest. I don't want to be caught up. I don't want to be left out. I don't want to go to purgatory, as many of us might know it as hell. But I'm just saying that those things that have transpired in the past are that of the past. But yet, God will. God will. Amen. We come forth to continue reading out of the book of Luke. Amen. The chapter 19, praise God. We want to say hello to all those, as we mentioned, listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and any of the social media outlets that they have where David and Diane are featured. Praise God, we are there to be able to bring the word. Amen. And praise God, we're coming forth out of the book of Luke, chapter 19, as we continue to move forward. We just want to acknowledge those out there in South Korea, Canada, the neighbors there. We also acknowledge those that are listening in Jamaica, Argentina. Amen. God bless you. We see. And we just thank those that are here in Illinois and all those that are in the United States in general. God bless you, each and every one of you. As we continue to move forward, let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, do we come once again as a sinner saved by grace? But yet we come acknowledging you as being God all by yourself, allowing us to be obedient and trustworthy as to how you call for us to do the things you have for us. As we bring the word, we pray for the anointing to be upon those listening, that they have an anointing come upon them through the words that you spoke in inspiration, to be recorded in the gospel, as we know on this day. Thank you for what's written in the word of God, for us to be able to study, for us to know and understand, for deliverance and healing. We pray, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus to cover us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, I pray, Lord God, strengthen those relationships, strengthen those situations that come forth, Lord God, that draw people away. And we then, too, come forth to say thank you for us being able to come forth to you on today. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to come forth out of the book of Luke. And we're going to continue with the chapter 19. Letter 3. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was a little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make it and come down. For today I must abide at thy house and come down. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all marveled. They murmured, saying that he was going to be just guest at a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, and the half of my goats I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man for any false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek thee that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he argued and spoke a parable. He thought he was nigh to Jerusalem. And because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants, and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come. But the citizens hated him. He sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thy goat servant, because thou hast been faithful and a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second king saying, Lord, thy bond is gained 5 pounds, and he is likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Another king saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound. which I have kept, laid up in a napkin. Fear thee, because thou art an upright man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. That unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which are your entering, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon ye never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sick that way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosening the coat, they honored thou said unto them, who loose thy cup? And he said, the Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the coat. And they set Jesus thereon. As he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the distance of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God for the loud voice, for all the mighty works that they have seen. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, and glorify in the highest. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he asked him, and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stone should immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over them, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and their children with thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of the visitation. And he began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought things unto them. It is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him and could not find what they might do. For all the people were very attentive to him. Luke chapter 20. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priest and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spat unto him, saying, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered, said to them, I will also ask you one thing. I'm asking you. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, we will say, why do you believe ye him not? But if we say of man, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered, and they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, neither I tell you by what authority I do these things. Then he began to speak to the people in these parables. Certain man planted the vineyard, and yet he fought to the husbandmen, and went into the far country for a long time. And after season, he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away. Then he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inhabitants may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard, killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. And beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, same as it come the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon the stone shall be broken. But on whoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes, the same hour, sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against him. And they watched him, and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, and they might take hold on his words, so they might deliver him unto the power and the authority of the governor. And they asked him, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither except thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived the craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a face whose image and superscription has it. They answered and said, Caesar! And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar, and unto God the things which are God. And they could not take hold of his words before the people. And they marveled at this answer and held the peace. Then came him, certain of the Sadducees, which denied that there is any resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man doth die having a wife, and he died without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There are seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and he, the like manner, the seven also, and they left no children, and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife then is she? For seven had her, that wife to wife. And Jesus answering, said unto them, the children of the world marry are not given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain the will and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed that at the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. They sit in the grave and said, Master, thou hast well said. They doth not ask him any question at all. And he said unto them, How shall be that Christ is David's son? And David himself saith on the book of Psalms, that Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son?
He is the audience of all the people. He said unto his disciples,
Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the marketplace and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers and shall receive greater damnation. Luke chapter 21.
And he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts unto the treasury, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites.
And he said,
Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than thy all.
For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her fury had cast in all the living that she had.
And at some spot of the temple, I was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said. As for these things which ye beheld, the days will come, under which there shall not be left one stone upon another, but that shall not be thrown down.
And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign shall there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against me, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in the divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prison, being brought into kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for our testimony. Fear it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a
mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed by both parents and brothers and kinfolk and friends. And some you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated and all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. And yet patience possesses ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then now know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of them, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck, in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon these people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and should be led away captive into the nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be a sign in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after these things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they say, the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, and your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, a fig tree and all the trees, when they know, shot forth, ye shall see and know of your own selves that summer is now not at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as the snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he shall teach in the temple, and at night he went out
and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for he to hear him. Luke chapter 22. Now it came to pass of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might yet betray him unto them. And they were glad and coveted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover was killed, refilled. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go, I prepare the Passover, for we may eat. And they said unto him, why wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, ye are entreated into the city. Thou shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water, follow him into the house where he entereth in. And he shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished there. Make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour has come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, what desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which I give for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament of my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayed him is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it is determined. But woe unto the man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. I'd be saying to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doeth serve. But whoever is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table and my kingdom, and sit on my throne judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, the cock shall not crow this day, but that they shall thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sit you without purse and stripe, scrip and shoes, and lack ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. It is enough. And he came out and went, so he was walked to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the peace, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was written, withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou wilt remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel upon to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he was coming to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude. I'm he that called to the one of the 12. Weeks before thee, I drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him so what about would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye this far. And he touched it. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out and get this the thief, which was inside, tied. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Take him and led him and besought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed after all. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But at a certain maid behold him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with them. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of the truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet sat, the cock crowed. So, a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also with them. And Peter said, man, I am not. Confidently affirmed, saying of the truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know him not. And immediately, while he spat, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And the man that held Jesus mocked and smote him. And when they had blinded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy. Who is this that smoke thee? And many other things blasphemy spoke they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into the council, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he tell you, ye will not believe. And if you also ask, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall
the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, art thou the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. And they said, what need we may further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading on this Christmas Eve. Wow. We want to thank God for this reading on the day. We pray in the name of Jesus that you were blessed with that reading of Jesus Christ being turned over to the governor for his crucifixion. We pick up on Monday, reading out of Luke chapter 24. I want to wish each and every one of you Merry Christmas. From Lady Diane and Elder Shaw, and David and Diane, ministry and friends. God bless each and every one of you. Merry Christmas.
You know, we didn't have a lot of music come. Oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord.